We're in the endgame now.
Welcome back to another edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I don't want to say breaking news, but something that came to our attention we want to bring up. The EA Sports College Football 25 trophy and achievement list is now available. And we know there's quite a bit of you out there that you're a big fan of the game and you play it all year. You try to get all these trophies. I'm CDJ, joined by JB Huskers. JB, I asked you, where do you look for trophies or achievements? And lo and behold, you knew where you found this. So I got to give you all the credit. Nice find on this.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of apps that I use, but just happened to just kind of stumble across this on a website called TrueTrophies.com. So thanks to them, we have found out maybe some interesting stuff about the game that we may have known, but what it's being called and such. So it's a couple of interesting trophies in there, though I wish they have a little more than 16, but we got something.
I say historically, and I hate to say this, but we talked about this on a previous show. I wish I could remember. We've done so many shows over the last 3 years. Yeah, and I'll say, because I always felt the trophies and achievements for the game were pretty uninspired. I hate to say it. These kind of seem to be in the same vein, but at the same time, they don't seem overly difficult. So if somebody wants to get that platinum to be a College Ball 25 master, at least reading the description, these sound attainable. If you want to, we go through it a little bit here.
I'm sitting at 51 platinums right now, so I wouldn't mind making this my 52nd.
We'll go through these real quick. Let's go. Complete any matchup via play now across all 134 teams. So basically play game. Is that how you read that one?
Yep. Just finish it. Yep. You could play a 1 minute quarter probably and knock that out.
Earn a spot in the College Bowl playoff. So basically play a dynasty game. That doesn't sound too bad. Win the College Bowl National Championship. Again, that doesn't sound too bad if you put it on easy difficulty or play as a good team right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you play 1 minute quarters with a big school and just go kind of fly through it, you probably, if you're looking to just be one of the first people to do this, yeah, that's going to be the way to go, is like 1 minute quarters with a dominant team.
I'd say if you're just a big dynasty fan, I think a lot of people would stumble across that pretty easily. Yeah. Win the Heisman, again, that seems like if you've played the game enough, that's not too difficult to do. Here's an interesting one. It's called From the Community. Play a game with any custom school from the Download Center. Tommy and I, a couple of episodes ago, we saw on that main menu screen, it said create and share. And Tommy specifically said, what are we creating? What are we sharing? We know team builders in the game, even though they still, as of now, haven't really talked about it. But it sounds like you can go in, download schools, and if you play with a team builder, create a school, you get a trophy.
You got to think that's got to be out at launch then if they're going to make a trophy out of it. You never know, but you wouldn't think that's going to be a post-launch type of deal for Team Builder, do you think?
The longer it goes without them talking about it, yes. But we know the feature is in both college football and Madden, so you got to think it'd be out sooner than later, especially if both titles have it. Here's what probably where it gets a little trickier. People who are religiously opposed to Ultimate Team, start your Ultimate Team journey and then complete 10 challenges in Ultimate Team.
In all essence, if you're doing the early challenges, this may just take you an hour or two. So it's not going to be too bad. You're not going to have to spend money to get these trophies. So in essence, the opening, Ultimate Team always likes to have an introductory challenge. And basically a lot of those things are quick 1 minute, 2 minute things to knock out. So this, I don't think, is going to be too tough to get.
No, and like we talked about on the last show, there's 100 challenges right off the bat in the game. So you got to think, there's probably at least 10 that are pretty simple, pretty easy, and they sound like they're all pretty quick scenarios, or at least a significant portion are be pretty short.
Shall we play a game?
Start your road to the college football playoff. So that, another one, if you don't like playing online, you're going to have to bite the bullet on that one. That is basically their online competitive mode. They haven't really talked about it much, but the way I understand it is that when you play games, it kind of keeps you playing people who are in your same tier. Mm-hmm. My question to that is, so does that mean at launch you should go on and play right away, or do you need to wait? Because you got to think at the beginning, nobody's been sorted out yet.
Yeah.
So there's a very good chance you will get into a game against a buzzsaw.
or you get a guy that got it early and he just advanced to tiers without really doing much work, and it could be a beatable guy. It may not be a juggernaut. You never know. So if you, maybe the earlier you play, the possibility of you getting what an upset might be a little easier if you try to knock that out right away.
It kind of seems it's one of those things where once you play offline, get the game figured out, and if you get something figured out, like, hey, I can run the ball really, really well, then go online real quick and hope nobody else has, figured out a way to stop it yet. You don't have to be a master. Just get one thing really well, and then when you get that, hurry up and get online.
Or we saw what two guys have the top speed in the game.
Oregon, the two top receivers. So start winging it deep with Oregon and see what you can do.
Hope and pray.
Defeat an opponent with a higher tier again. I'm assuming that's also in the college football playoff mode.
That's what I
But
meant. Yeah, that's what I meant is I
yeah.
think maybe there might be people that, the smaller, the people that got it early before even Monday, there might be a small tier of people that actually bumped up a tier because they've had the game, but they may be
Right.
beatable. That's why I'm saying on
Right, I get it.
Monday, jump if you're trying to get this easy as possible, jump in, and that might be the easiest road for you to get this is to jump in right away and do that.
I can see that. Advance to freshman and road to the college football playoff. See, we don't know how many wins or how do you get to freshman? Is that just playing? Is that winning? That's a little hazy, obviously,
I'm
since we don't
gonna
know how it works.
guess one win might get you into freshman, maybe two wins. It's kind of like I think it's kind of like the what's this what's the game I'm thinking of where you got to win one to move. I can't think of it, but I'm gonna guess that it's just gonna be one or two wins, maybe your first win is it's freshman, so that's
Right, it
the
can't be too
low.
awful.
No, so I'm gonna say I would assume your first win probably gets you to freshman, two at the maximum, I would say.
I like your thinking on that. Here's where the gameplay ones come in, and that these don't sound like I think you could stumble into some of these.
Oregon.
80 plus yard passing touchdown. Yeah, you got a great quarterback, JB. He's right behind you. Wing it deep on that one. Breakaway speed, 50 plus yard rushing. Touchdown, put Ollie Gordon out there loose and make sure the cops aren't watching him. Unbelievable finish. Score in a, is this a typo or am I just not reading this right? Score in a touchdown in rivalry game at home to
Yeah,
win on last play of the game.
I
Do I
think
need to
it's
put down the sweet tea or
in.
what am I?
I think N did not be need to be in there.
Yeah, I say score a touchdown in rival game at home to win on the last play game. That's a little trickier because you got to get the right scenario and timing right to get that one seems a little
Now,
trickier.
I wonder if one of your ultimate team challenges may
May
trigger
beat it.
that.
That's good
Or
thinking.
I don't know how. I don't know how it's set up if it's only play now. I mean, obviously, you got to think it's got to include play now and dynasty. And so, if it's including those, you got to think maybe Road to Glory is going to be included as well as Road to the College Football Playoff. So you got to think this is an all modes thing. But until we get someone to pop it, we don't know.
This one's called Dual Threat. To me, it sounds like cheese. 200 plus rushing yards, 200 plus passing yards with the same player in the same game. So who
Colorado easy mode.
yeah, I say with Shadur, but I don't know if he's the fastest though. I'm trying
Yeah,
to think
that's
who the
true.
fastest quarterback is. Like I know there's good runners out there. I'm just trying to think who is the absolute Jalen Milroe. I know he's pretty
Yeah.
fast in the game. I don't remember what Gabriel's ratings were for in terms of running the ball, but I
But
think
basically, if
low
you get a dual
difficulty,
threat,
lower tier opponent.
yeah, if you get a dual, you get a dual threat quarterback, you put it on the easiest mode possible and you stack it big school against little school, I think you're gonna get that one pretty
Just
easy.
call your number a lot. And the last one, force a turnover with any team with a unique turnover tradition. Now, we know that Pitt has theirs with the basketball hoop. We've seen, I believe, North Carolina's that belt. I think is defense. We've
The
heard the
throne.
turnover, the Colorado's with their turnover throne. We've heard that Oregon State's turnover chainsaw is in the game. Beyond that, that's the only one I think off the top of my
Miami
head I
still use
remember.
the does Miami still use the chain?
I think they got rid of that last year. I think
Did they?
Cristobal got rid of that or at least sidelined that. I could be wrong. But I think if that still existed, that would be they would have shown that in a trailer by now. I think Cristobal put that on ice for now. Overall, it's just 16 trophies, 6 silver, 9 gold, 1 platinum. Obviously, it's going to be comparable for Xbox. So, the final thoughts, JB, a quick show, but we did want to go through these. This hasn't really got out yet.
Yeah,
It
they
doesn't seem too difficult.
and they've got the gamer score next to the you got your plat your gold trophies and your silver. I don't there's not even any bronze. It's 6 silver, 9 gold, but you got your gamer score on the side there. All those add up to 1,000 there for the Xbox players. Then you got the trophies on the left there. So this site even was nice, even though they call it True Trophies, they did kind of give it up for both systems that if it's going to be a silver or gold trophy and how much of a gamer score you're going to get for the Xbox people.
So with that, we'll wrap up this abbreviated and special edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. We've got the trophies and achievements, so we are ready for Monday or Friday, depending when you get the game. For JB, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for checking out this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.